Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today's episode is all about, you know, as a tribute to to the men in our lives who appear to be assholes or incompetent or just completely oblivious to what needs to be done around the house and with the kids. Does that sound familiar to you? Because I'm going to tell you right here, I mean, this is not a one-time conversation that we have with our men. If you are married, if you're with someone, maybe you are with a woman. I'm not partial to any particular gender here, but what I'm saying is that when your partner appears to have no apparent interest in sharing the responsibilities at home, here is an insight I'd like to offer about that. Now, a little bit of back story, because some of you may not know or be familiar with where we have just been as a family and as a couple. But in 2015, when my husband experienced some inexplicable injuries, basically he was having nerve pain throughout his body and chronically, and shooting pain. I don't know if you've experienced nerve pain, you know, when you hit your funny bone and it just shoots down your arm, that pain. Well, he was having that all the time. And he had an unnecessary surgery. He had a lot of just disabling things happening in his body. And the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. It was a shit storm. And long story short, he spent a couple of years in a depressed state where he would teeter totter from raging, angry, and volatile to depressed and not wanting to get out of bed until the afternoon. And as a family of six, you know, there is just no space for anybody to slack off. And yet, that is what happened. So not only was I taking care of our four kids, but I was also taking care of him the best that I could while providing financially for our family on very tight part-time hours that I could squeeze in here or there. So anyway, I have heard this from so many moms that their husbands just do not share the responsibilities. And this is much deeper than just who's going to do the dishes or who's going to bathe the kids tonight or who's going to put them to bed or who's going to get up with them in the middle of the night when they're sick. It's about so much more than that. This is many layers, many variables involved here. And I'm not going to attempt to address all of them at once, but here is one thing that I want to address. And that is that it really comes down to capacity. You know, when you first become a mom, wherever you're at in your motherhood journey, I don't know how many kids you've got, how long, how old they are, any of that. But for me, okay, my kids are ages 3 through 11, and I have four of them. And when I first became a mom, there was no fucking way in hell that I would have been able to handle four kids at once. I might have just died some way or another. I don't know if I would have made it. Okay, or maybe my capacity would have grown exponentially because I would have no choice. Kind of like when my husband was in his depressed state and he was dead weight and I felt like he was pulling me down and dimming my light and killing my vibe. That forced me to expand exponentially. I don't know how much I would have grown if things would have been smooth sailing, if things would have been comfortable, if he would have been an active participant in our family during that time, the way that he is now. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but I have an inkling that that really pushed me to grow and expand because I didn't have a choice. My vision for my family is so big. I want to spend time with my kids. I want to be connected with them. I want to do things that they're going to remember and inspire them in ways that is going to last for the rest of their lives and all the generations that follow. So I had to step up. I had to step up and stop being a little victim bitch. And here is what I've learned. When it comes to capacity, our capacity builds. It grows. We don't just all of a sudden overnight become capable of handling all the things all day long. The things that I can, that I have the capacity for today, I didn't have the capacity for even a month ago or even last week. And sure as hell didn't have the capacity for it 10 years ago or 5 years ago. So how do we get there? Let's look at our part here, okay? We can handle a lot of shit. Go us. We are badasses. We are badass moms. Because we can handle the, hey, here's what needs to be done around the house. We're out of toilet paper and we're out of wipes and somebody's got to go to Costco and the dishes are filling up the sink and this kid's laundry needs to be done and my laundry needs to be done after that. And here is the timing of it. We are so, most of us are really efficient at this. Why? Because we have built a capacity for it. Now, whether that capacity was kind of put upon us or that opportunity to build capacity was put upon us by an extra challenging circumstance or just the day-to-day stuff of mom life, it doesn't really matter. The point is we have this capacity that we have been building for however many years that we can handle what we can handle right now. I am with the kids a lot more than my husband is right now, and he has less patience with them than I do. You would think that someone spending less time with tantrum throwing crazy little kids, loud, boisterous, can't really understand what they're saying yet. You know, the youngest is three. He's not quite there. You would think that he would have more patience, right? But actually, it makes sense. It makes sense that when you're not practiced at something, it feels harder. It feels more difficult. It feels like you're less capable of handling it. So anyway, it can go both ways. But in this context, what I keep seeing repeatedly, when our men appear to be complete assholes and incompetent and incapable of handling life, and we think, yeah, we're moms. Like we got this shit. We can do it. We can do it all by ourselves. He can't even handle a night with the kids. He hasn't built the capacity for it. So what is the solution? Because I'm not saying, hey, just lay back, do everything because you have the capacity and he doesn't. That is complete fucking bullshit. So that is not what I'm suggesting here. What I am suggesting is that we allow opportunities for our men to step up. We allow them opportunities to build that capacity because they just don't have the practice at it. We are just, you know, literally in our brains, the more these neurons fire together, the more hardwired everything becomes. We get these little grooves in our brain that it becomes instinctual. It's like second nature. It's second nature for us to catch the bowl while we're pouring, you know, goldfish into the other one. We just have built that, you know, sort of a muscle memory into our lives as well. And maybe your partner hasn't. So think about that. How can you allow more opportunities for your partner, your spouse, your husband to build his or her capacity so that you can take some of the pressure off of yourself? You don't have to do this all alone. If you're a single parent, hey, you're in a different situation. The longest I had to parent single was 7.5 months when my husband was deployed in 2010. And I had only a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old at the time, which was freaking crazy. So props to you if you're a single mama and this is like your day-to-day thing. But even then, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to do this alone. Find community, find a tribe, find support. Don't try to do it all by yourself. And for those of us with spouses, partners, let them take the lead and be clear about what it is that you want. So if I want my husband to, you know, put the kids to bed, so I'm out because I'm out at an event, I can be extra clear with him. If it's going to piss me off, if they don't get a bath, then I'm going to ask him, hey, can you please give them a bath? Here's the stuff. If he doesn't know where it is, here's their special lion towel and the bunny whatever. And they usually take a bath at this time. And then by the time bedtime rolls around, you're home free. Make it also a little enticing to him, you know. But that way, I'm not doing all the things all the time. And my tendency is to just do it all by myself because it's easier. I already know what to do. I know when things happen. I know how they need to happen. The path of least resistance, as far as I know. And this requires me to let him in. But what that also does is it gives me breathing space. And you guys, if I literally tried to do it all by myself all the time, I would go fucking crazy. So even enrolling your other kids, if you have older kids, I get my older kids to help around. Hey, play with the little kids for a little bit while I go upload this video or reply to this message so that I'm not, my attention isn't divided and everybody's, you know, trying to get things from me. So as you build your capacity and you expand your badassness, give your man a chance to expand his too. And then maybe he won't seem like such an incompetent asshole. I hope this has resonated with one or two of you, hopefully more. And as always, visit the mother site at sexymamamovement.com for more resources, available coaching, books, all the good stuff. We even got some mom parodies floating around there. It's fun. It's fun. We like to keep it fun. And this is where mom entrepreneurs go for self-mastery so they can win in their family and in their business. So that is it for today. Here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.